boy cause I like boy cause that's a fact. You can call me dumb cause I don't care that much. You can call me a brat, but I will push you down the slide cause I don't have to hide. And you can cry to your mother cause the bruises on your knees will be boy colors. I like boy colors, I like boy colors, I like boy colors, that's a fact. You can call me dumb cause I don't care that much. You can call me a brat, but I will push you down the slide cause I don't have to hide. And you can cry to your mother cause the bruises on your knees will be boy colors. They'll be boy colors. They'll be boy colors.
Hello? This is Riley Cola, your host for tonight. I'm joined by my co-host.
And I'm Victoria.
And today we are interviewing Emma and Isaac of Potential Lunatics.
Hello.
Hi.
I have one question for you.
Just one.
What is the spirit of rock and roll?
Anyway. Are you actually expecting us to answer that or no?
Well, don't. I would, but I know that if you tried to answer it, thousands of angry rock fans who disagreed with you would storm the studio immediately and put us all on spits. So I'm not going to do that. Instead, I'm just going to say, introduce yourself.
Okay, I'm Isaac.
Oh, yeah, my name's Emma. We're the Potential Antics.
Yeah. Yeah. Punk alternative band?
Yeah, definitely, I suppose.
In case you're wondering, we had a few technical difficulties, and we're having to record this a tiny bit, so this is going to be a bit rehearsed. Do we want to go back over favorite bands again, or do we want to move on to the topic that we were all getting into? I don't know.
I think we should start with the favorite bands again.
All right, let's just... Yeah. Quick back over bands and inspirations, how you got started, and then we'll get into the interesting stuff.
All right. I like the Yeah Yeah Yeahs a lot. That's something that I realized that really inspires me.
I love Karen O.
Yeah. Oh my God. She's so amazing.
She is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah Yeah Yeahs are like one of my top favorite bands. But yeah, like we used to listen to, when we were younger, when we first started, we used to listen to like a lot of 77. Sex Pistols, Ramones, Richard Hell, whatever. Talking Heads too.
That is my mute brother Cameron, who is giving the thumbs
he's
up.
He's just making
he
grunting noises. Yeah.
Speak.
Sleep deprivation.
Continue. Sorry.
Yeah. I like a lot of like 90s alternative stuff as well. Except for I can't stand Soundgarden. I'm sorry. I can't stand Soundgarden, like, at all. I hate them.
Why?
They're just too...
Hate's a strong word.
Hate, well, it's an accurate word for what I'm saying. I think I would know.
Why the hate?
I don't... I just, like, it's so, like... God. You know what I mean? Like...
It's very...
Yeah, it's just giving that... Like, Chris Cornell... Like, no, thank you. Please, no. We used to listen to like a lot of folk music when we were growing up too, and that I feel like inspires our music. But yeah, so like a lot of 90s like Riot Girl stuff, like Sleater-Kinney, Baby Guts, etc. I don't think that was a 90s band. Was it a 90s band?
I have no idea.
Okay. just stuff like that, and also like I've been listening to a lot of weirder stuff lately, like Neutral Milk Hotel and like Replacements and
it's good stuff.
I've been listening to like Patsy Cline and Kevin Dawson.
Yeah.
Like Amanda Palmer, you know.
A lot more like singer songwriter stuff now, yeah, as opposed to the punky, grungy stuff of the past.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing. Here's the thing about having people in your studio who aren't speaking, and that is that they realize they can't speak. So instead they resort to interpretive dance. It's funny that way.
I wish you guys could see it.
Yeah. Oh, I wish this were live because it would be more hilarious than anything I could ever say. You know, going on to how you got started as a band.
We were playing music like a long time ago. We've been playing music for like a long time. And I've been writing songs since I can remember. Isaac started playing Glockenspiel when he was a little kid.
I was like 4 years old.
He was like four. Yeah. We had this huge Glockenspiel and we messed around with that. Well, there was always like musical instruments around like our house. Because like my dad's a musician and my mom and my sisters and everybody in my family on both sides, all my relatives. So there's always like music around. So it just sort of happened.
It helps.
Yeah, it helps. It does. Having guitars lying around. But I started like learning like structure when I was like 8, learning how to play bass. And then a little bit later, we formed a band when I was 12 and Isaac was 10. And I forced him to play drums.
Yeah. Against his will.
I'm glad I did it because, you know.
Yeah.
I like it now.
Well, that's great.
That's good.
Remember, if you're forced to do something, do it because it'll be better for you in the end.
You'll like it later.
You'll learn to like it.
Yeah.
So now you're doing shows, you know, around the LA area.
I heard you guys just had a tour.
Yeah, we just went to Seattle and back, which was really cool because I'm, like, as I said before, I'm a really big Nirvana fan. Nice. That was really awesome to go over there. We played at the Crocodile Cafe, too, which was awesome. There's a big Courtney Love poster hanging in there.
Right now, someone else is apparently stabbing themselves. It's very distracting. We're trying to talk about her career. And someone is going, huh, 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 huh. The engineer is tapping me on the shoulder and going, and sort of worming his fingers all over his face.
Doing some kind of like knitting dance.
Yes.
What happened to just the whole cutoff motion? Yeah. That used to work. I'm sorry.
As you were saying about the tour.
Yeah, we went to Seattle and we played in like Portland and Berkeley and Olympia and like all these different awesome places. It was our first tour in May. And we're thinking of doing a tour in spring, like probably to New York, which is really exciting. Awesome.
How did your tour turn out?
Yay. It worked out really well. I just started like gave it a few months in advance, started like contacting bands. Like I was just looking through bands that I liked in that area and contacting them, and it just sort of fell into place, like the shows and stuff, and we, like, our parents drove us and paid for everything, which is really good.
What supportive parents.
Yeah, like we got money at the shows, like we paid for gas and that was it. Yeah. Gas and maybe food, but like, yeah, they like totally did everything. Like,
they didn't want to so sleep sweet. In the car, so
no. Yeah. So that's what we gotta tell us. Yeah, that's yeah. But it was really fun. Like, we visited Archie McPhee in Seattle, which was really awesome.
That was really, like, crazy.
Yeah.
We took a cool photo shoot, photo booth picture, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fun.
And as for my final question for this sort of introductory period, why punk? Why are you so attached to punk?
It's fun to play.
Why is that what stirs the blood, so to speak?
Yeah, it's fun to play, and it's like it's fun to go to punk shows too, right? Mm. I don't know. It's the right punk community is like, it's great. It's beneficial completely. Like, it's great. It's a great community. Like, we've been like involved with like the Riot Girl community in Riverside, and like that's such a nice, like, friendly and awesome radical community. Like, you can go to shows and like. I can, like, go in the pit and not worry about, like, some douchebag punching me in the face. Like, everybody's, like, really...
Yeah.
We're still, like, moshing, like, seriously, but it's still, like, it's really cool. It's a really open and, like, cool environment. And I just feel like, I don't know, not all punks like that, but that's something that I strive for. I don't know. It's a really cool thing. Punk. That's so stupid sounding. It's a really cool thing. No, it's just like, I don't know. It's a cool environment, and I like the way it sounds. It's just simple. I like simple and poppy punk.
You like that simple, raw, direct feeling.
Yes. It's real. Yeah.
Speaking of real, Disney Channel. We're going to get into that topic.
Let's do it.
After a break. Okay. Because I know that's what's boiling on everybody's mind today.
What? That's what we always think about, Disney Channel. It's always on our mind.
24/7.
Next song you want to play, we just did Boy Colors. Do you want to go into, what's the next song you want to go
Let's
into?
Do Cool Boys.
All right.
Cool Boys.
All right, so we'll be back in after this song.
Sweet.
Do you guys have any suggestions of any sort?
Black. rock and roll is here to stay. Come inside where it's okay, and I'll shake you. Tell me what you're thinking of. Won't you be an outlaw for my love? Well, if it's so, let me know. And if it's no, well, I can go. I won't make.
And we are back. So, we were getting into the topic of pop culture music. Because, yes, Lance, I know, Disney Channel. It was a great punchline.
It's so scary.
Disney Channel.
All right, can
I, before you, man.
I can play that on guitar.
This is self-serving here, but can I just say that everything about Disney kind of creeps me out? Sort of like everybody who goes there has like their soul sucked out in some sort of eldritch ritual machine.
Oh,
just
that, that actually makes it sound cool.
Yeah,
I don't even think it's that cool. It's just like a bunch of old guys sitting in a room coming up with what's going on.
No, it's
like,
a bunch
it's
of old guys
cool.
sitting in a room saying, "Hey, young kids, where are your curry rings? And make us some money."
Yeah.
Where's John Lasseter? Anyway. I'm sorry.
That was a cigar, in case you didn't know. He was doing a little imitation.
Or anything.
Yeah. He was just eating a donut. He just picked up a donut and started eating it.
What's your opinion on modern day culture and representation of youths in media?
Oh, geez.
Wow.
That's so broad.
Exactly.
That could be,
really big question. It takes all the pressure off me and puts it on you. It's the perfect question.
Disney Channel. I don't want to say I grew up because I'm still growing up. Like, I'm only 16. But when I was younger, I watched some Disney Channel. I wasn't really allowed to watch a lot of Disney Channel. Like, when I was little, I watched a lot of Sundance Channel.
I wasn't allowed to watch That's So Raven because it was, my parents said that it was like influencing me to talk back to my parents.
She was really sarcastic with her parents.
That's So Raven, really?
Yeah, dude. She always like back talked her.
Yeah,
well,
because
when I was a kid,
bad.
I just read like Roald Dahl books, and all those books were about kids murdering their parents. Yeah. So, sorry. Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
Honestly, even I'm surprised. But.
Yeah. No, like, I don't know. I watched some of it when I was younger. I wasn't really into it. Like, I was more into, like, yeah, like, reading and, like, drawing and stuff like that as opposed to just
There's a lot of Animal
TV.
Planet going on. Also.
Animal Planet. Discovery Channel was my favorite channel and Sundance Channel. We watched a lot of that. We watched a lot of Iconoclast for children.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird looking back. Yeah.
It's so weird because when you look at I don't know if I count as a youth anymore as I'm like 18.
No, you do.
You do. You're still a youth. Yeah.
All right, I'm a youth.
No, you're not.
You just said I was.
No, I said no.
You can't speak. You don't have a microphone. There's this, I don't know. It's that weird thing where it's like you watch these representations of kids in media. It's like this isn't like a new thing. This has been going on forever.
Yeah.
But it's like they show these representations of kids, and it's like they're not people.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, it goes beyond like, it's not like, it's a, you look at it, it's not, I'm talking about like sitcoms, you know, where it's like, there's like a person's like, oh, it's wacky. And it's like, no, it's not like that. It's like the people themselves, like the people playing the roles.
Yeah.
It's like that entire industry is like an act.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I definitely.
It's like all the music and all the people and all the looks and all the, it's like everything is cold and calculated and it's like decided by somebody. You know, as earlier, with a cigar, sort of looking down from their 67-story tall skyscraper.
Yeah, it's, like, created, I don't know, I feel like something, I'm going to say something really, like, radical. Disney is created to oppress, man.
It's not, oppress it's not the even youth. Oppressing. It's, it's about, it's like this, it's just, it's weird. Am I, like, I don't know, am I the only person? It's this weird vibe from it.
No, it's creepy. It's weird. And it's especially weird that, like, they really over-sexualize young women, like the girls. Like, oh, it's really
now we're getting, into the, into the important stuff.
Yeah, it's so. It's creepy. That's creepy. Like, yeah. That is definitely like a man sitting down in a room, like a board of men talking about how Miley Cyrus is going to dress. Like, that's weird.
Yeah, this is where you speak.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes me feel really, I don't like it at all. It's just like, and like, I've been to like industry things that are like that too. Like, it's just, it's not a friendly place. It's really mischievous. Just
it's dishonest.
It's
Well, can you give me like an example of that of over sexualization?
Like just in like, okay, so like for example, they'll do like this thing. It's like it's almost like a contract. Like I'm sure it is a contract. It's just like you'll see like a young Disney star and she'll start in a show like. Ooh, and then she'll like get a little bit older and she'll start wearing like they'll put her in like shorter dresses and then she'll start singing. She'll start like a singing career. And
it
then,
always turns into a singing career.
And, yeah. It's and then it turns
never
into a
acting.
Singing career. No.
Never like art. No, it always turns into singing careers.
Yeah. And then they turn into like they get a little bit older and then their songs become more sexual. And it's just like it's like a progression. It's like you can see and I mean that's totally like that progression in life is normal. Like a girl grows up and, you know, becomes everyone's like a sexual being, but like she grows up and, you know, becomes like a woman. But it's just for me, it feels really weird. It's like
different. It wouldn't bother me if it were like a one off thing, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like you have these series of like child stars growing up and they go through these same cycles.
Yeah.
But I'm honestly not sure if that's like a problem with the system or if it's a problem with just how people deal. Like, here's the thing. When you're talking about Disney, the way Disney works is it's like a training program. It's like a philosophy, which is why I think it's so weird.
Yeah.
You know, when you act for Disney, they teach you to act in a certain way. Mm-hmm. When you work for Disney, they teach you to work in a certain way. You dress in a certain way. And I almost feel like I'm not entirely sure if that sort of weirdness that everything ends up as a product of, you know, like their, you know, their, it's like their quarterly plan. Like, it's like, all right, well, this audience has now grown to 17 and now they appreciate this content more. Or it's just, they're just sort of broken.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's broken. That is.
Is that just a product of what happens when you get, when you're like broken emotionally?
I don't. Oh, that's so heavy. Do you?
We are getting into heavy. Yeah. But,
I don't know. I feel like, yeah. Like that's really. It is like it's a broken system. Like it was. It's like when you're doing something like for cheap thrills, like Disney Channel does. It's like, you know, at the moment, whatever. Like, and that's like a really like a linear way to think of things. That's like the way Disney and like other corporations.
Well, when we say the problem is when we say Disney, you're saying Disney because Disney is sort of like the it sort of represents.
Yeah, kind it's, of yeah, it's like yeah, everything.
It's not as if it's all being controlled by Mr. Disney
no.
from his doom fortress on the moon. It's just that that's just the that's like the trope we go towards.
Yeah, yeah, just like all that sort of thinking is really it's. It's linear and it doesn't go anywhere. Like they do it so that it stops at a certain point and then the new thing happens and, you know,
it's like a cycle.
It's yeah, they well, it's like it's not a linear cycle. That doesn't make sense. It's just, it's just like, I don't know. It's just like when you design something like that, it's going to fail when it's designed to not last.
Well, I think that it sort of goes back to the whole spirit behind punk, which I like, is that it's a spirit. It's the whole idea of, it's like that rebelliousness. What I like about that is it's like the polar opposite of what, you know, what, you know, like pop stuff does, you know. The thing about, I don't know, I feel like it's like the interviews, I don't mean to be like bogarting the interview or anything.
No, just, we're having a great conversation right now.
I feel like
this is more like a conversation.
What was your childhood?
No, but, we're just discussing topics.
You know, it's, there's a, I feel like there's this lack of input. It's like Disney has this sort of monopoly on input. They have this sort of foothold in, you know, culture, you know? And they use that to almost manipulate things. It's like the same way, say if you're a politician, you have hundreds of bajillions of dollars, and your opponent has, you know, one thousandth of that.
Mm-hmm.
The person with all the money is going to win because everybody's going to know about the guy with all the money, because he can afford all the ads and he can buy all the sponsors. It's sort of the same thing with Disney and culture, where they're so ingrained, they sort of have this, almost this monopoly.
Yeah, they're all intertwined. Yeah, they even own like other companies and stuff.
No, Disney,
like,
that's
like
the thing.
Corporations. It's really creepy when that, like when you realize that, like, oh, dude, like Panera Bread is owned by McDonald's. Like what? Like you don't even know all the different.
I don't think that, is that like?
Yeah, that's true. Really? That's real. Yeah.
I did not know.
Yeah. They're all owned by like those big ones.
Everything's owned by like, was it? It's like 7 or 8 mega conglomerates.
Yeah. And like, I'm sure Disney is up there.
You know,
like,
as I get reminded every time Viacom issues a DMCA notice on YouTube. That's what I appreciate about metal, and I appreciate about punk, is it's sort of, it's trying to fight against that.
Yeah.
It's trying to fight against that homogenous pop culture.
Yeah.
Where no matter where you are, everybody's listening to the same stuff, the same time. It's just, I don't know. It's just creepy to me.
Well, like, punk is just weird. Punk and metal is just weird. And, like, that's what makes it, like, the lyrics are weird. They talk about weird things that, you know, other artists, other genres wouldn't talk about. Yeah, and that's what sets it apart. And it's like kind of like fighting against it. And then of course you have the whole, like we were talking earlier, I'm pointing, but you can't see who I'm pointing to. We were talking earlier about like Green Day and stuff. Like, how do you feel like Green Day's sold out punk or whatever like that? Like, you have to, I don't know. At the same time, you have to give them credit. Some artists, some pop artists, for trying, like, for, like, pursuing.
Well, I think that's a really important topic to go into, is the whole idea of selling out.
Oh, God, yeah.
I think, but first, let's take another break. We're going to play a couple more songs, and we're going to get deeper into that topic.
All right.
Next, we're going to play How's Deranged Love Song Sound?
Oh, it's really slow, and, like.
is that good?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. So, Deranged Love Song. We'll be back in a few minutes.
That little song I can sing along.
please don't listen to what I say. I wanna be the one who holds your hand in the dark. Don't walk with me through the park. It's cold outside, I could use a coat. Don't listen to me now, it's no joke. I'm a hero, but you're the sidekick. We're like butter and jam. Sand to sand. Hold your
Welcome to the YAO channel, where we'll be listening and talking to some of the greatest artists of our youthful generation.
That's such a compliment, thank you.
So, how do you think about, what do you think of staying in school and staying away from drugs?
It's so funny because we're unschooled and we're drug. No, just kidding.
No,
but we are unschooled.
No, you're not drug addicts. That's me. Yeah. That's my job. I'm the DJ. Anyway, getting away to more legal topics.
As you were saying, you were unschooled.
Yeah, we were unschooled. Isaac's still unschooled.
Yeah.
He's the only one in his class.
Yeah, she graduated this summer.
Yeah, I've graduated, so I'm going to go to college at the end of August, I think. We're doing an assessment test, so that should be fun.
I still have a couple of years.
It's really weird because I've had no formal schooling whatsoever, and then I'm just going to jump into college. Right?
You went to elementary school for 3 days.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't really count at all. But yeah.
That's another interesting thing that keeps coming up is, what's been your experience with homeschooling? You know, What's your, because it seems it's one of those things where kill it because it's different for every single person.
Yeah.
You get everything from people who do it. It's almost like a sort of private school thing where they take a bunch of different classes, or it's like a it's like just a home thing where it's all done in the house.
Yeah.
And then they spread out. And then you have the other ones where it's like they move to Alaska and they await the apocalypse. I wish that one was slightly less common, but
that's definitely what we did.
Really?
We definitely moved to Alaska.
How do you avoid the bears?
anyway.
Yeah. What's your experience been?
We took a lot of classes, like, outside. We did, like, art class. Like, my mom's an art teacher, and so we took art classes outside of our home. And also, like, nature classes and stuff like that. But we learned a lot in the house. And a lot of it was just, like, we were learning through books. Like, we just found books that we were – things we were interested in. Mm-hmm. Like, we were definitely supported in that way. Like, one time I was really, really, really interested in psychology, and I just –
Hey, it's interesting.
I ran through like all these psychology books, like child development, adult, you know, development, whatnot, for like a few months. I was really interested in that, and like, I still am, but it's not as intense as then. So like, we'll go through spurts of like books and stuff that we were really interested in.
Yeah, one time she was really interested in spontaneous self combustion.
Yeah, definitely.
Spontaneous combustion.
Mm. That was when I was like.
So she went to the library and took about like 8 books.
Yeah. I can't tell you anything about it now. I don't remember anything. But
I remember more about it than she did.
I was really interested in spontaneous combustion. Yes. That's...
I remember when I was a kid, I was really interested in black holes.
Yeah, black holes.
Black holes are cool.
I like I like plagues. Plagues are really interesting.
Plagues and black holes.
Yeah.
If only we could combine them.
Let's make a concept album. Let's make a concept album about that.
Yes.
Plagues and black holes.
Plagues and black holes.
Sounds like a Muse album.
Can be good at times when it's not in Twilight.
Like Muse. I don't like Muse at all.
You don't like Muse?
No, I don't.
Not even
like, one of my least favorite bands.
Really?
Yep.
Not Muse and Soundgarden.
Everybody's knew a guy upset by that.
I knew a guy in Ohio who would put you on the cross for that.
I don't care. It's just they're okay.
Stop speaking when you don't have a microphone. If you want a microphone, we'll hook you up, okay?
He just wants to add little things every now and then.
Yeah.
Your opinion is wrong. Your opinion is right. Your opinion is...
Now, getting back into homeschooling, did you guys ever get the stereotypes that, sadly, we as homeschoolers get?
Yes.
Fun fact, I mean, me and Riley are also homeschoolers.
Well, don't tell everybody. It's supposed to be a secret.
Yeah. Remember there was like that whole trend of like videos or like shit people say to whatever.
Yeah.
I made a video of like that for homeschoolers. Yeah, we get a lot of I still get those, like, how do you have friends?
Yes, I hate that. I cannot stand that question.
Most common question.
I have no human contact.
Yeah, all right. I live in a cave.
All right, here's the thing. Can I just get this? If anybody is listening and you don't know how homeschooling works, I mean, yeah, okay, whatever. There are people who lock themselves in basements for years at a time. Yeah, that's true. But you see, if you're a person and you live in a place that has people around it. a good way, and I know that this is just hearsay, a good way of contacting people is walking outside the house and saying, hi. 9 times out of 10, they won't slap you. And you might just make a friend. I don't know. It's one of those things that's always baffled me, where it's like, how does socialize work? It's like you go to the newspaper on the internet, and it's like, oh, this is happening.
Yeah.
And then you go there, and you see a person, and you're like, hi, person.
Yeah,
like,
it's like home, like, yeah, exactly. Like, it's like a lot of school kids don't understand how simple it is to have interactions with people.
Like, we met because, you know, it's like we met at the Grammy Museum.
Yeah, we did.
And it's like, we're just like, oh, the Grammy Museum, that is a good event to go to. And then we went there, and it's like, hi.
Yeah.
It's the concept of going hi, just like something that doesn't exist anymore? Yeah. Do you have to be paired up by some sort of computer device?
Yeah. I don't know. I was going to say something that was like really intellectual. I totally forgot.
I was too.
It was
twins.
Man, it's the weirdest thing.
It's just like, that's what I was going to say. When you're like, I feel like the relationships that you gain, like when you're homeschooled, like are so like beneficial. Like,
oh, definitely.
They're way like more earnest than like, I don't want to trash talk school people, but like, you know, are friends out of necessity a lot of the times. Like people told me that, like, oh, I'm only friends with them because like I see them every day.
Yeah.
Well,
like
yeah, that. I do.
It really is.
Okay. Here's the thing. There are two sides to every issue. It's like there are issues with homeschooling where it's like one big problem is that the homeschool community can be kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's different. Here's,
I say that.
I've been laughing a little too hard at that.
Yeah. Here's just a general tip. Don't take a biology class meant for homeschooling. Unless you really, really don't want to learn anything. I don't know. It's like, I hate it when people start trashing. It's like, oh, the public school kids. It's a wilderness out there, and they make friends out of necessity to avoid the roving bandits that exist in public school. And it's like the public school kids. It's like, yeah, well, the homeschool kids don't know how to speak, and they don't know how to make it on the street.
Yeah.
And we're all from Brooklyn.
Make it on the street. You said weird prairie homeschooling.
Yeah. And yeah. Then you get...
That's another stereotype. We don't dress like that. Not,
I do.
Yeah.
I
wear
personally
moo-moos.
Dress
okay,
like
excuse
I'm
me. I wear moo-moos.
I wear lots of black and white.
He wears
I think
moo-moos.
It's cool. What?
I'm sure you wear moo-moos in your free time.
Beards are cool. I see nothing wrong with it. Cameron, you might want to rephrase that.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Cameron. Yeah.
Well, you imparted that meaning onto it. So much.
Cameron, it's called slang. You have to keep up with some of it. I'm sorry.
I got what you're saying.
They're
you're
from
prairie.
The 70s.
You're from the prairie.
It's dated.
Hatred never dies.
Ooh, that's a good song name.
That's a good metal song.
Hatred never dies.
Hatred never dies. It's like rock never dies, only depressing. So I think that's just a good message to bring out. Is there are as many homeschooler kids as there are people. And everyone's different.
I don't know about that.
It means we're all special snowflakes. And don't judge anybody. And always eat the four food groups.
I thought there was five.
Whatever. What are you?
He was homeschooled. There were four.
I know.
Yeah.
And that's the moral of this segment.
Yeah.
Don't judge.
Don't judge.
Yeah. Be happy.
Yeah. Be yourself.
And don't move to Alaska because the apocalypse probably isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Be yourself, but actually yourself.
All right, we're going to move on to the next song.
What's the next song?
No,
put on the EP. Do you have the EP?
Hmm?
Put the EP in.
I've tried to get the songs on that to work. It wouldn't load in because this program's terrible.
Oh, okay.
So,
oh, no,
what do you want to go with?
The first album.
Some Other Day, Hand Me Down.
Let's do Hand Me Down.
All right.
Yeah.
So this is Hand Me Down, and we'll be back.
Hey! on us. She's never realized the words I ever said. Well, I guess some other day. All the words that fill my mouth, sometimes it makes me want to fly south. Being a bird wouldn't be so hard. Well, I guess some other day.
And we are back.
We're going to do some shameless promotion right now.
Yep. Ooh, this is the part where we sell out.
Okay. I'm going to do...
Okay, so we have a website, and that's www.thepotentiallunatics.com. And we got some pretty cool stuff on there. You can buy our merch.
Big deal!
Buy our merch!
Buy our merch, yes, please. Also, we have
Bye.
You can like us on Facebook.
We have a Facebook and a Twitter and whatever, those things.
We also have a mailing list that you should sign up for. Yes. I think you can do that on our website.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
That's awesome. So, what's the name of that website again?
www.thepotentiallunatics.com.
You don't have to do the www everything.
www.
I think they stopped doing that in like
lunatics.com. Yes. I'm going to visit there right now.
Changed my life forever.
It sure will.
It's the number one stop for all of your potential lunatic needs.
Awesome. Gee, what are the potential lunatics up to now?
We're playing a house show tonight in Covina. That should be fun. I have the address. It's on the website and also on our Facebook. I have a little paper. I should have put it on my phone. Okay, let's see.
You need Lance's piece of paper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the one piece.
One piece of paper.
We're playing with Dirty Harriet, Ugly Kids, Mates, and a name I cannot pronounce. I think it's in French. And we're playing in Covina. It's $3. And apparently it's BYOB, and that means bring your own burritos. So there's not going to be any food there. You should bring your own burritos.
All right.
FYI.
Yeah.
Get burritoed up, everybody. Yeah. A message for everybody listening.
Yes. You can buy our music on iTunes. You can listen to us on Spotify.
Whoa, dude.
And
you
can watch our videos on YouTube.
This is really intense.
So, bam.
Oh, man.
Also, we're playing at Zombie Walk, Long Beach Zombie Walk, October 27th.
You
and we're recording.
You can pirate them online.
No, you can't. Don't do that. We need your money. Please. We're poor.
Give us all the money.
Talking about corporations and Disney Channel and selling out. Give us all your money. we're playing Long Beach Zombie Walk. And we're also recording our second album, which is yet to be named. We don't have a name for it yet. We were thinking about
that's
names.
The title. We don't have a name for it.
It's black. It's just a black cover. Album. It's a cover.
That's so a Spinal Tap like reference for those who don't know.
There's nothing darker than that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How more black can it be? And the answer is none more black.
We are going down the rabbit hole.
We're going to plug our producer too, Bobo. He's producing our second. He recorded our first album, Welching Youngsters, and now he's recording our second one at Wandering Star Studio. So we've been in the studio the past week doing stuff.
Yep, pretty fun.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Pretty nice. Cray.
What do you think is like your favorite part of recording?
I like, since we're only like a two-piece band, I like hearing everything come together, like, because I do all the bass parts and whatnot and like dubs, guitar dubs and stuff, and I like hearing it like when we play, when we practice, and hearing it sound really raw, and then when we play in the studio and making it sound full. Like I like adding the different layers.
Yeah, well, I just kind of play and then sit in the other room for a few hours.
Yeah,
but it's fun to listen to it like as it's done, like not knowing how it's like progressing.
Yeah,
and then just like finally hearing at the end, it's like, wow, what just happened?
So on the topic of shameless plugs and selling out, Hey, do you think we should touch on this? Like, what? Because that's another big. That's a part of the whole punk subculture, is this idea of selling out.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there are a lot of bands that, you know, this happens to, where they'll gain a certain level of popularity, and it's like, you sold out, bro. Yeah. You sold out.
Too mainstream.
It's like, I don't know. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I used to be really worried about that when I was younger. I was like, oh no.
It's like a disease.
Yeah, I was like, this song's so poppy. It's like I'm selling out. And like my parents had to like coach me through it. And then they'd be like, it's all right. Whatever comes, you know, whatever happens. The thing that's like for me, like selling out is like doing something that's unnatural for money.
What? Like you mean like not using the robot voice thing?
Well, like doing something. Yeah,
that's, that yeah, comes naturally to everyone. I do that all the time.
Have you seen those T-Pain mics that have the auto-tune?
I don't even need one of those. I just speak like that normally. I thought everybody just was catching on to how cool I was.
Trendsetter.
Before it was cute.
No, I just mean like doing something that doesn't fit, like something that just doesn't feel right, because you're gonna get money that way. That's selling out. Just doing it purposefully. Like if your music changes, that's totally natural. If it becomes more poppy and people become really excited about it, more mainstream people, that's like, I feel like that's good. That's more power to you. Like if your message is clear and like you're really, yeah, you're really still true to your music. But like if it's something that's like you're writing just to write, just to sell albums, like then it sort of loses its effect.
That's the other thing that you really get into when you get into like, you know, metal and punk music. It's almost not as much about the music. There's a point where the music and the culture and the feeling around the music become almost, you know, they're like equally as important.
Yeah.
You know, where it's not even about what you're playing. It's about how you play it. And it's not about what you're saying. It's about how you say it.
Yeah.
You know, it's how you interact with your fans, and it's how do you connect to people?
Yeah. It's definitely like, you know, all those different things.
Yeah. It's like, it's sort of like the subset of acting, you know? I don't mean like acting as in it's like it's fake. It's like acting as in it's like you're trying to connect to an audience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, everybody goes like, whenever anybody talks about like people complaining about people selling out, there's like, oh, people are always complaining about people selling out. But I think that's actually a valid complaint, because it's not about them, you know, it's not about like, oh man, you're terrible. It's like about, well, it's like you can't connect to that person. That's what's being said, is there, you lose that, you know, that connection to the audience.
Yeah.
And that's what's being, and I think that's something that's overlooked a lot.
Yeah, you know? Definitely. Yeah. Yeah, you sort of feel like as an audience member, you're just like, they, you know, like cheated a little bit. Mm. Yeah, that's what I guess most people are bitter about it. About their favorite bands becoming popular. But I mean, I feel like, to stay positive about it, like if your favorite band is like a semi-radical band, like their message isn't just, you know, songs about, you know, cheesy love songs or whatever, like if the band has some sort of message, like it's still good to have it out there, because if it becomes mainstream, then maybe some people are opened up to the idea of it. Like for example, Lady Gaga, she did like this one thing where she was like it was like a video and she was like trans or something. Did you see that? Like,
no, I haven't.
It's just like she like binds her breasts.
That was actually Katy Perry.
Was that Katy? No, that was Katy Perry and Lady Gaga. And like a lot of these people are doing it, and like there's like in the trans community, there's like a lot of like negativity towards that, because it's not like correct. Like they don't do it correctly, and it's dangerous, and like the way that they're doing it. But at the same time, like for me, it's like a, you know, it's good and bad, because there she is. She's talking about something that like people don't talk about, and it's really mainstream. And so somewhere, you know, there's going to be somebody that sees that and is like, whoa, I didn't even know this is a thing, and this is how I actually feel. Like, and that's the same thing with like with punk music, like with Green Day and stuff like that. I'm not sure, I'm not up to date with Green Day, but I mean, like their stuff is like a lot of times they talk about like isolation and stuff like that, and it's still really good. Like, I don't like it because it's so to me.
It's
but
so
yeah, that's exactly. But it's like
define ho.
I can't.
Cameron,
it's how it sounds.
Yeah. Cameron, that stuff's in the dictionary, right under H. Oh.
It's just like, but it's like at the same time, somewhere there's some kid that's like, oh, I actually do feel like this, and it's actually a problem for me. And like, I need to, like, I want to deal with it. Like, feeling isolated or depressed or something like that. Like,
yeah.
Like, it comes up, and it's because it's so out there. I don't know. Yeah. It's good and it's bad at the same time.
It's one of those things where I think the worst that anything, it's like, there, when it comes to purely about the message, when you're not talking about, like, you know, I'm not going to get into like how good music is because I'm no music critic. That's like, that's not my thing.
Well, no music critic is good at explaining that either.
So,
yeah.
Okay, then I am a music critic.
Lester Bangs is pretty good.
There's, you know, when you're trying to put a message out there about something like a hot issue, like, you know, I think that, you know, things like transsexuality and bisexuality, like those are really important issues that are coming up a lot more and more recently.
Yeah.
I think the only bad thing you can do is put out misinformation.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only bad thing you can do.
Yeah.
But as long as the message is clear, it's not harmful, it's not like wrong, I think it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, at least some of it, like, some of the information is out there. Mm. Like, before, like, I'm sure before, Katy Perry made a video where she, like, dressed, like, as a man. Like,
well, my favorite
a lot
one.
Of people were like, what? Like, they didn't think about that.
Well,
like,
no,
as a thing,
right? I see, here's the thing is I don't get that because...
heard of Marlena Dietrich?
Well, no, here's the thing I don't get is everybody's talking about, you know, Katy Perry and her, you know, sort of advancing drag in, you know, popular music when Justin Bieber's been doing that for years. I would be joking, but I'm totally not. I mean that with 100% seriousness. I swear to God, the last time I saw him, he looked like Ellen DeGeneres. And that's not
even.
It's not like an insult.
No, Ellen DeGeneres is
not. I'm not saying anything bad about Ellen DeGeneres here. I'm not saying anything bad about her. Okay, getting away from that. So, do you have any. Well, as a musician, do you have anything that you're trying to put out with your albums? Like,
yeah, I think like by default, like my music's really like feminist, just because like that's it's just like it, everything in my life bleeds into the music, so I will write about like feminist topics, and I'll just not even know that I'm doing that. that was something that happened when I was way younger. I was like, what's going on, what's this song about, and I would be like trying to dissect it, and then now as I get older I'm like, oh, this is totally about, you know, this. Yeah, there's I talk a lot about like femininity, the idea of it, and like masculinity. I talk a lot about gender roles in my music, just like all sorts of stuff, like sexuality, like all sorts of those kind of topics, like I'm really interested in. And like I feel like a lot of my lyrics are really obscure, but a lot of people, I hopefully a lot of people grasp onto it, and hopefully like a lot of young girls listen to it and think, hey,
if you had one message that you'd like to get across that you would be able to explain in words to somebody who listens to your music or listens to you as a band, like, what would that message be?
Buy our merch. No. No.
Give us loads of money.
One message for like the people listening to our music. I don't know. Hopefully, like, start a band. Do something. Just find something that you like to do. Something that you love to do, and then do it, I guess. I don't know. It's so cliche. Stop giggling over there.
Don't worry. He's an asshole.
It's unrelated.
What? Okay.
Ignore him. Yeah. Please.
I would say to not be afraid to just do what you feel like you need
be
to.
Be yourself.
To express yourself
as
a person.
And not just do it because it's popular.
Exactly. Yeah.
But if it is popular, don't be afraid to do it anyway. If it's something that you want to do. That's the same thing.
My brain hurts.
That's something. Yeah. That's at the same time, it's good to say do something different. But if you want to do something that happens to be popular, do it too. Because if it's what you want to do, just do it. It doesn't really matter.
Don't care. Don't care what people say. If you do something and you're like, hey, that sounds pretty cool, keep doing it.
It's so easier said than done, especially at this time. If you're young, if you're an adolescent, it's so and it's always gonna be like that. Something when I was studying psychology was the adolescent egocentrism. It's always there. So.
Yeah.
And as we grow up, it's going to be like that too. We're constantly thinking other people are thinking these things about ourselves, about us when they're not. So we're constantly.
Paranoia.
It's
never dealt with that.
Never ends. Paranoia. Like the Muse song.
Are you saying that I did?
What?
Are you saying I deal with paranoia? Because I totally don't.
Oh.
What are you saying?
Are you
implying something?
I'm sorry. Are you. Is it a. I mean, am I. Are you.
Don't worry. I don't kill anybody until after the show.
I have one last question for you guys. What other things in the arts do you guys like to do? Is there anything else that you're kind of exploring?
In art?
No, not in art, whatever.
General?
Yeah. Is there anything else you guys like to do in your spare time?
I've always been interested in making movies and stuff, cinematography. I'm interested in visual art, painting and drawing as well. Also, graphic design is what I'm planning on majoring in college. And
I make jewelry a lot.
Yeah.
I also make visual art pieces. I've been recently interested in, three-dimensional sculptures. I started working on video game design because that's pretty interesting.
Cool.
I think that's kind of a form of art.
Mm. We are going to have so much to talk about. <when this is over. laughs> With that, we're sort of running short on time. I think we should sort of wrap it up. If there's any final thoughts you want to get out there, anything that's scraping away at the inside of your soul that must break free.
He has something.
Oh.
Oh, you raised your hand.
Oh. Oh, well. Okay. So I guess that's it. Okay. That's not it. What's it is stop waving your arms at me, pretending I can understand what you're saying. When you do this, you look like an air traffic controller.
I want to know one last plug and when they're playing because there's so much stuff coming up.
All right.
Yeah.
Plug it again.
Okay. Yeah. We're playing tonight in Covina. You can find all the information on our website, thepotentialintakes.com. We're playing Zombie Walk October 27th in Long Beach. That should be really cool. Last year there was 11,000 people.
Yeah.
So that's pretty intense. also, we're playing some of the shows. Just check out our website. We have some cool stuff on there. Some free EPs and stuff. You can check it out.
So, yeah. Awesome. Potential Lunatics, Emma and Isaac, cool people. Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
I don't think you mentioned we're siblings.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
No, when she was 8, she just found him on the doorstep. It's you shall play the drum.
Yeah. Is this
we're siblings.
Show going to end at some point?
Yeah. Don't know. Anyway, that's all we have for tonight. With that plot twist, I think we can finally end.
Thank you guys for being
Thanks
so
for
patient
having us.
With us.
Awesome.
Thank you for being patient. Our technical problems. Listen to us next Monday. Be back, Friday. Same as always.
Okay, bye.
Friday.
Bye.
Not Friday.
Bye.
Sorry.
Yeah, Friday.
Soundgarden
or
Muse.
I don't know.
No
days.
Soundgarden or Muse, please.
I will make certain of it.
Yeah, good.
And next time, Cameron will be able to talk with sobriety. Hopefully.
What's sobriety?
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.